deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 11th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Lieutenant Maroon, Sean, in just a moment here. But in today's pod, love is gone, civil war, the red pill collapse? Question mark? Is that enough buzz phrases for you? Huh? We got also some life lessons wrapped in gaming. And where are we going to put all our trash at this point? Are we going to take it out back? G'day, mate. Thanks for all your polycarbonate and soda cans. I don't know what that was. That I apologize to the entire continent of Australia. My bad. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, please save me. Save us all.
Gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Put these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
I could do a gaming topic real quick.
Yeah. Go for it.
I'll do gaming. So, gaming is supposed to be an escape from reality, not a harsh reminder of it.
Mm-hmm.
Games like Fallout 76 and Valheim, these games I'm playing, like you're harvesting resources to build a house, to defend it, and get like attacked. And then like you have to eat and drink. And there's food. And it's like, aren't I playing a video game to escape reality? And I'm just in this reality to, like, eat fake food, make sure my character is eating. Like, what are we doing here? And by the way, these games are difficult. You can make any game difficult, right? Like, you can make Monopoly difficult. Like, how about this? Anytime you pass go, you do not collect your $200. Instead, one player will call him the bank. They just take all your money. They just go, oh, yeah, you lost all your money. Isn't this fun? It's hard. Play the original Nintendo, Mario. And then if you die once, that's it. You smash your Nintendo. Game's over.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard. Let's play Mario Kart, but you can't pick up any power-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
But everybody else can.
Yeah, everyone else can. Yeah. So I'm playing this game. No plan B. Symbolic of my life. Might as well call the game of Danny's life. No plan B. And in this game, you set up your guys and you're like, okay, you go through the door here and then you cover him through the window. You have a shotgun and you throw a flashbang and all this stuff and you set it up. And it's like this 2-minute like ordeal, you know, where you can play as gangsters or SWAT. You try to break into this building and try to clean the room. And you spend, at least I would spend over an hour planning the mission. Okay, you duck here, then you cover this guy's six, and then you come in here and flank this way. And then once you're done, you hit execute, play the mission. My guys would die within 10 seconds. Just open the door. You're getting shot. Like the first like doorway, I'd be like, oh, wait. There's not enough guys covering that. And then they would just, the enemies would just storm through. And then my guys would just be getting lit up. And I'd be like, oh, right. An hour of planning all went to shit immediately in 10 seconds. And I think that's kind of symbolic, man, of life. It's like you can sit there and plan forever, and your plan can go to shit immediately. It's better to have a plan than not have a plan. I think you should plan, but to plan forever is pointless, I guess is what I'm saying. Ooh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then it's like you're assuming your whole plan is contingent that your first step works. So at some point,
oh yeah,
you know what I mean? You might want to just do it and see if like, oh, I could have just executed that plan probably after half an hour and, you know, like not sped up the end, but not like taking so much time meticulously planning it and being like, oh, immediately this plan didn't work immediately within seeing it within execution. And so, yeah, planning forever sometimes can be kind of dumb. But then just, you know, what did you used to call me? The stoned assassin playing Hitman. Mm-hmm. Let me just walk in. Yeah. No plan. Let me not scout. Let me just walk in. Oh, that guy saw me. Oh, walk around the corner. Whoop, there's the target. Oh, let me strangle him. Anyone see you? I don't know. Whoop, let me throw him in a dumpster. You're not even looking. You're just doing it. And it's like Mr. Magoo. It's like everything's on fire and you're walking through the building just totally unscathed. And you would just lose your mind. You'd be like, how are you doing this? And you can't go life through that avenue of just no plan, Mr. Magoo. But there is some geniusness in just doing it. You know what I mean? Like endlessly planning. At some point, it's like, it's kind of like you have, like, you see a girl at a bar and you're like, ooh, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. And what happens is, like me, you say nothing. And you're like, ooh, I'm gonna, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I have no game. And it's like, well, at least if I said something, she could have been like, huh, get away. And I'm like, well, yeah, that was the odds on favorite.
Yeah. Then you're all up in her head.
Oh, totally. All up in that head. She's thinking about me for the next 10 seconds till the next guy talks to her. Like, hey, you like this song? She's like, no music's being played, but you're cute. And then she starts kissing, you know, one of my friends. And I'm like, you didn't even say anything. You just said you like this song. There was no song even being played. And then you started making out. What did you say before that? And he goes, nothing. And I'm like, this is impossible. You gave her swirly eyes from the show, right? You know? Man-seeking woman.
Yeah.
There's no way you didn't. Within 5
totally
minutes.
Totally a great gem, by the way. Oh, that will be lost in the sands of time, unfortunately.
Yeah. I always tell people, anyone who listens, I'm like, because people are always craving content. Oh, I got to watch something new. It's like something new isn't necessarily good. You can watch old stuff and like cherish it or like find old gems that no one watched. If people want an old shows to watch, the two I recommend, Warrior, great freaking show, and they're never going to bring it back. I think it only has 3 seasons and that's it. HBO's like, no, there wasn't enough interest, or Netflix or whatever. And the main actor was like, yeah, I have to be in such insane shape because it was produced by Bruce Lee's like granddaughter or something like that. And it was all about martial arts and great show. The Warrior is amazing. If you like action and it's like Game of Thrones level, like drama with families and all this stuff, it's awesome. And it's done. So there's no like, oh, there's going to be 12 seasons. It's going to go on forever. Like, no, that's it. But yeah, it didn't get picked up. And then the other one, man, Man-Seeking Woman. Same thing. Only, I think, 3 seasons. Same amount of time. And didn't get picked up. Hidden gem. Sands of time. Yeah. It's too bad. Great premise. But maybe, in my humble opinion, it ended the way it was supposed to. He got married. And it's like, all right, now it's not funny. Now it's just sad. Now it's like, oh, let's check in on his life. Josh's life or whatever. And it's like him and his wife just bickering over bills, you know? Yeah. I thought you paid it. No. Well, whose fault is that? I don't know. By the way, I told you my mother's staying this weekend. Look, I told you I don't like her. Why is she staying again? She was here last month. Well, that was Thanksgiving. Now it's Christmas. All right, you know what? We're canceling HBO Max. No, there's a show I like. I don't like you, Susan, you know, just keeps going. I can just keep going. Point is, it's like, oh, this isn't even fun anymore. They're just bickering about, you know, they're just like in marriage counseling, just arguing about their lives. It's like, oh, this isn't even fun anymore. He's now just dating someone, and it's not even dating. They're married and they hate each other. Welcome to the American experience. They're both just paying bills and they hate their jobs. She's complaining about her coworkers. He's in some fantasy league that is like all he cares about, and he loses every year. Hitting a little close to home, people? Huh? Hitting close home to me. I've never won. I shouldn't say never won. But if I look in Yahoo, it tells you how long you've been playing. Zero championships. 2017, been playing. Zero. So my buddy roots against me in the finals. He's like, hey, you lost. I'm like, you're like happy the Detroit Lions. You know, like, oh, yeah. Another Buffalo Bills blown Super Bowl. It's like, why are you happy about this? You're an evil person. Whatever. Next topic. Speaking of not even 0-60, they're building up to this, dude. I told you about there's a Civil War movie now in all caps on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah. It came out like last, maybe like 6 months ago.
Was it 6 months ago?
Yeah, it was pretty recent. And yeah, it was kind of like I haven't seen it yet. Supposedly it was like really good, and it just kind of gets you thinking. Yeah, so interesting. I'll probably end up. Yeah, I do want to watch that because it does sound like it's a really interesting, like, you know, thinker.
Like what could happen? Like it's an actual theoretical, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, what could happen, but it's not like it's like in the eyes of like reporters. So they're going around the country. The country's kind of war torn by the Civil War, and they're going around and just, you know, recording what's actually happening and then taking it back. So it's through their eyes, and like, I guess there's a lot of still photos. So they'll take a photo and they'll kind of talk about what was going on and what they saw. And it talks about, like, you know, like California and Texas have this uneasy alliance against the East. It doesn't like try and take any sides either. That was kind of the interesting part. Yeah. It just says, no, we don't want to take side. We're just trying to get people to think about, like, this.
We want civil war on the mind.
That's, I guess, the other side too. Yeah.
That's me being cynical and being, you know, conspiratorial. Is like, well, they just want us to be thinking about it. Like, okay, well, could happen.
But there's no will for a civil war. It's like, oh, we're gonna take over this country. It's like, bullshit. You're gonna go on Twitter and run your mouth. That's what's gonna happen. Just like the libs are doing right now. They're running. Yeah. This idea that the MAGAs or the libs are gonna. They're going to rise up, like, fuck off, like, go, you know, go on your fucking, you know, social media, go on your Facebook post, like, get out of here. Yeah. you get what I'm putting down. There's no will for a civil war.
Oh, no. There's no heart. No heart for it.
There's no heart. Everybody's exhausted. Everyone's like, whatever. Yeah. I guess it ain't so bad for me. Look at all the craziness in the world. I ain't complaining. There's a lot of that. There's not like, oh, this is our chance. We're going to stand up. No. Standing up would require people to log out of Twitter and unable to do that. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to log off social media enough to actually have a revolution.
Yeah.
And I
100%.
Yeah. And also revolutions are usually the youth, and I think they've got the youth. I think they've got them. They're so disenfranchised. They're like, whatever.
And again, social media, it's all free. Isn't that interesting? Social media is free. Pornography is free. Mm-hmm. Sports are, you could go to a bar, watch all the sports you want.
The things that are not good for you.
The best things in life are free. Well, actually the worst things in life. There you go.
it's bad, man, because it's like what you spend most of your time, you know, doing is this shit. Just, you know, watching sports and me on social media. And social media, as we've talked about many a times, but it's got many disadvantages. And you end up just, it's a highlight reel of your life. And then I talk to the person And I'm like, it doesn't sound like you're happy at all. And, or like my friends will like make a joke and my totally open about it. She'll be like, yeah, we put this photo of our baby, you know, up on Instagram. And she'll tell me like, guess how many photos that took? And she was like, that took like 30 photos before we got the right one. It's like, right. Like, yeah. Exactly. You're taking all these attempts, all this work, and then you're showing the one that's good. And I feel like as long as people are aware of that, that's fine. But I feel like we don't. We all compare. We all do. Ooh, who's this person? I saw this comedian talking about this bit where he was looking at some, you know, chick he knew in high school. And then she was like, you know, he's looking through her bio and he's like, oh, she's married. Well, who's she married to? And he clicks on the guy's profile. And now he's like, you know, snooping through his stuff. He's like, oh, what's this guy about? And then he saw he was at some wedding. And he's like, now I'm at the point where I'm looking up wedding photos. And Chad, who's the guy who married the friend he knew from high school, he's not even there. He's like, I'm just like, he's like, I'm so far deep in the weeds now. I'm like looking up wedding photos of a person I haven't talked to in decades.
Yeah.
Of a guy she's married to who I haven't met, you know, it's just like how removed from like caring in reality, you know, you're like, I don't even know any of these people. Like, why am I judging them or looking at their photos or going, ooh, like, or, ooh, where is this Hawaii? Like, who fucking cares, man? Yeah. Social media is just the comparison thing isn't good. The spending amount of time on it isn't good. How people just like. It's fine to send a meme or something. It's funny, but I feel like people just talk in memes now. Like I have a friend, we just send each other fucking memes. We just bounce memes back and forth. And it's like, all right, we're not communicating. It's just like, oh like, I found like an ad, like in a fucking, you know, a magazine. Like I found like, you know, like a Wingstop ad. And I was like, oh. And I held it up to someone next to me and they're like, oh. Yeah, oh. And then I'm pointing back at the ad and I'm showing them it's got new lemon pepper wings. I go, oh. And they're like, oh. And then behind the ads, then there's like someone getting kicked in the nuts. And it's like, yeah. Oh, isn't this funny? And it's like, we're not even talking. We're just you're showing me ads and then things happening. Like, yeah, but. Well, my favorite is like memes where it's like, oh, you know, this is so us. Like, it's like, you know, two people making fun of each other in the car or something like that. Like, oh, this is you and me. It's like, we don't even talk anymore. Like, I was in the car with you and you just were on your phone the whole time. What are you talking about? There's no conversation anymore. We're done with that. We've been done with that. Who fucking talks? Who even talks anymore?
Yeah, it's kind of weird if someone wants to talk to me. I the whole time I'm thinking, can't you email me or text me? We have all these different methods. Why are you talking to me?
Why are you talking? It's terrifying, isn't it? Seeing a phone call come in.
There was, you remember The Witcher 3, the video game, and one of the in the expansion is like you end up like you have like a friend who's a vampire. You have to like find someone who's terrorizing. You have to find somebody. So he says, okay, we'll go to the, let's go to the master vampire. And so you do a bunch of stuff and you get into the lair. And your friend vampire says, you know, we got to be quick talking to this guy because it pains him to it physically causes him pain, you know, when you know, to converse with people because he talks telepathically or something like that. So talking like it angers him, it enrages him to talk. Like, you know, vocally. And I thought, oh my God, I'm that. Like, I'm the master vampire in this fucking video game.
Now that joke was low-key funny.
Of like, yeah.
You're the vampire.
I'm the master vampire who's like, I talking to you is killing me. And I'm getting more and more enraged by the second. So yeah, I don't even know what that dude's name was, but I'm that dude.
You're him.
I'm him.
But people say I'm him. You're him. Usually it's a compliment. Next topic. We're all being fucking drained, dude. It's ridiculous. It's systemic. Let's just get bombarded with ads and stuff to buy and endless cycles of sports and political cycles and, you know.
I don't know what happened, but I don't buy anything usually, and I bought something. I bought a trip on the Oregon coast this weekend. So I'm just going to a hotel. Nice. And yeah.
Where are you going?
And I'm thinking,
let people know. Address. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but Oregon coast. And it was, I was thinking like, oh man, I'm so alone. And then I don't want to go alone. And I thought, well, what if I'm alone forever, which is increasingly likely. So I just got to go. Like, and I said, oh, this is the nice part about, you know, being on my own is, oh, I want to go somewhere. Okay, I'm going to go. Boom, just, boom, 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 boom. And then I go. Yeah. You're not like, yeah, compromise. And, oh, does this work for your schedule? How do you feel about this? And don't we have this other thing going on? Like, none of that shit. It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I that's it. You go.
You
so
go, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
And anyone is like, oh, are you going on your own? Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Yeah. Now people like get so weirded out by that. If you travel alone or if you go to a movie alone or dinner alone, it's like, who fucking cares? You know, life's too short, man. I've been to movies, gone solo, and just because I wanted to see the movie in the theater. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, like it's a quiet experience anyway. I don't know why people think it's a social thing. I swear people think it's a social thing, like dating wise, because it's like, finally, I don't have to hear the other person talk for 2 hours. You know, time moves on, but there's no energy being exerted other than time just passing and us just watching a thing. So that's why shows are so popular. You know, it's just, it's so passive. And yeah. I just feel like we live in such a passive society. There's just no fucking engagement, dude. People are just, on their, you know, on their phones, looking at whatever, looking at some stupid crap. Even when they're in a social situation, they'll be looking at their phone. And I totally get it. There's instances where you got to be looking at your phone. But I just feel like we're so disconnected from the moment, being present and stuff. And everything's like, go, go, go. What's the next thing? And yeah. And then we wonder why we're miserable. It's like, well, yeah. You just, you've constant anxiety about the future. And oh, what about this? What about that? How am I going to pay this bill? Okay, for the new iPhone. Oh, how am I gonna, you know, I don't have.
Yeah, or what am I gonna do with my life? Like, what if, you know, what if this situation doesn't work out? Or what if I never move on? What if I, all of that shit, yeah, is, and it's ideal because it's like, okay, the empire's collapsing. Everybody's miserable. What do we do? Oh, let's just get them on their phones. And
look down.
It'll be a soft, that'll be the first like soft empire decline. Is like when the lizard people get together and, you know, hundreds of thousands of years later, they're looking at the Han Dynasty and the Roman Empire and the Aztecs and the Assyrians and the Egyptians and the British and the United States. And then eventually the Chinese Communist Party and. They'll say, okay, you know, hey, everybody's empires ended, you know, it was a violent end. It was not a soft landing. So how did you guys do it, United States? And they'll say, oh yeah, we just gave them smartphones and they just like played Candy Crush and fucking Clash of Clans.
Yeah. Incoming hard transition. I sometimes wonder how much they're really recycling. You know, it's like they
say, oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. And I try to keep my plastic, like plastic bags or like, you know, little pieces of plastic. And I put them in a bigger, like, black trash bag. And I've been storing that. I've told you for a minute. Now I have two of them.
Yeah.
And now it's getting to the point where I'm like, I'm one person. I don't even have like a family of four, none of that shit. And I'm like, I could build a boat after a couple of years of just plastic, floating plastic. It's ridiculous. If like somebody came over to my house and they're like cleaning my place, they'd be like, well, here's two just big trash bags. Just get rid of it. And it's like, no, you need to understand how absurd this is. What happens when I get rid of this? Does this go away? No. This is just going to get tossed in like a fucking ocean. So where's it going? Mm-hmm. Pacific, Atlantic? Where's it going?
Yeah.
Some dumpster? Like, what happens with this? Like, this is insane to me that all this plastic is being generated by one person. And by the way, this is just the stuff that I'm not recycling. I recycle. I try to buy this stuff that has the numbers on it, you know, the actual numbers, so it can be recycled. A lot of things I'm finding out can't, but a lot of things can. But the things that don't have a number, I have to put in this fucking bag. And it's just a lot, man. And I'm like, this is not going to break down.
Oh, totally. It's going to go to some landfill in West Virginia, probably, and be there for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And
thousands of years. Yeah. It's just, it's mind boggling to me that we just kind of accept that. Like, yeah, well, that's the way it is. It's like, that's some insane consumer culture logic and some insane, like, yeah, you know, just throw it away. It's like, but whose problem is it?
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, I don't know. I can't even make an analogy of, like, people go back, like, thousands of years and someone, like, imagine one person just consuming a bunch of stuff and then, like, they're just throwing, like, their trash onto other people and just throwing it onto other people. Like, yeah, you deal with it. And wouldn't everyone be like, fuck that guy? Like, who's
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is now everyone's that guy.
Yep.
So now it's like, so whose problem is it? Oh, well, whatever. It's Indonesia's problem. They'll take our trash. It's like, what happens when they say no? Well, China will
take it. Yeah, when there's no more room for any more landfills.
Yeah. First it was China. Then China industrialized. They used taking up, you know, people's trash and recycling it, the whole thing. That's how they made stuff so cheap. Then now China is like, they've built up and they're like, no, we're good now. Indonesia was like, all right, we'll do it. Indonesia will build up quick. What's next? We're just going to dump it in the outback, Australia.
Because it's populated on the coast there, but inside is it called the outback? Like,
I think there's
something.
Right?
Yeah, I thought there was some other name for it, but it's like the middle where it's just this like, oh, it's just this like haunting land.
Yeah, it's just terrible land. Can't you just see them being like, all right, like kangaroos are putting, you know, plastic in their pouches, like they're just stuffing it, like they don't even know what it is. So like, all right, I guess this is my life now.
Yeah, the people who live in Australia, they're like really kind of they're afraid of the outback because it kind of represents their like subconscious like mind and like the, you know, it's basically like on, it's like if you're on acid and you walk around, it's like, oh yeah, this is what the outback is, or it's this like haunted land a little bit. Yeah
It's almost like how Native Americans used to like revere a certain land and be like, no,
yeah,
you can't go on this land. You know, bad things happen to you. And then you hear horror stories of people going on that land and something bad happening to them. And it's like, yeah, probably because the wild still owns the land. Like the wild consumes you, like the Amazon, perfect example. Like if people that live near the Amazon said the Amazon was haunted, anyone that goes in it like dies, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, 100%.
Things trying to kill you in the Amazon. Which
yeah,
is
you like, have you like know, these 500 pound snakes.
Yeah.
And these like insects and the water.
Yep.
Yeah. Or like you can't pee in the water because there's like,
it'll
swim up. The,
yep.
Yeah, that is fucking nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's fucking insane. And like, you hear stories of people sleeping on the Amazon, and they're saying that like everything's moving. Like at night, mm-hmm. looking at it in the moonlight, and just the whole ground is moving. Like you have to have wherever you sleep, it has to be like on like a hammock, basically, like above the ground. And then you're looking at the ground, and just everything's fucking moving. You're like, okay, this is, why are we here?
Like, oh, yeah. And eventually it's like, even if you're in a hammock, it's like, what if they fucking crawl up? Like, how the hell are they not getting me? Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, man, it's just wild. And so, yeah, the outback is just, imagine how crazy Australians are and how like wild they are and how they treat, you know, the wild and how they embrace it and how they're not scared of stuff. And they're terrified of the outback. That says everything about the outback. like, yeah, I would not fuck with that. So, yeah, I could see the U.S. coming in going, hey, Australia, we need some land. And you know, you say it's haunted. What if we just put trash in there?
Yeah, what if we put landfills and data centers here?
Data center.
Oh, yeah. Data center. Oh, yeah. A lot of data centers. That's going to be the future.
Yeah.
Going to be, we need to build a bunch of coal power plants to power all these data centers so that we can use AI to, you know, draw pictures of our junk. Yeah.
What is it, that ratio of how quickly people will turn something in a video game to a dick?
No, yeah, it's how quickly will they, you know, when a new technology comes out, how quickly will they like pornify it?
Oh, there's that too. Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Apparently there's an actual thing in video games where it's like, it's how quickly people make things phallic. Like how, it's actually like some kind of calculated, which is, it's insane. Both are insane. Mm-hmm. It's like when there's every medium ever, porn has been the driver of it initially. Has been,
HTTPS. Yeah. Was to, so that you could do credit card payments over the internet. And what's the first thing you could buy on the internet? Yeah, so yeah, all the a lot of that, like the all the, what is it called, like the a content distribution network. So the idea that, like, you know, if you want to like Amazon, you know, it's not like it's you all go to the same data center. It's like there's a data center in, you know, Seattle, there's a data center in Denver, and you go to the closest one. And your computer's trying to figure out which one is the closest, and then I can download the video the fastest. Who made the CDNs? Brazzers is who.
Now, that joke was underrated.
Pioneered, or one of the pioneers, yeah.
So. Of course. Of course. Yeah. Surprise wasn't
it's like, wow. Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on. My friends always say, if I'm ever talking to a girl, is she single? I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Or yeah, with my luck, probably not.
Either she's not.
Talk to someone though? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, only if she's single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Either she's not single, which I've accepted, or she's single and there's a reason why. That's what I've accepted. I've given up. It's, oh, she's not taken, or oh god, I can see why she's not taken. She's like, but hello, like, are you Mrs. Doubtfire? What the hell was that?
Or they're just like men, you know, they can be smart but like just mentally ill too. They can just be like so fucking warped.
Mentally ill. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're a smart, dumb person. Like, you have shown, I remember, it was some back and forth text with some chick, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay. I get exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I know who you are now. Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a few exchanges, you know. Yeah, like you said, people are whiny. It's so true. Mm-hmm. People are mopey, and then everyone's fucking busy. seems mm-hmm. like. And then when there's a genuine connection, or you actually talk to someone and you think it's genuine, it seems like it's so fleeting. It seems like it yeah. lasts for a little bit. And then you think, oh, that'd be so fun to continue that genuine moment with that person again. And then the person's like, yeah, that was a one-time thing. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or again, you talk to him more and more and you're like, oh, it.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. You have some crazy opinions. And the more I talk to her, I'm like, will you marry me? Your ideas are too radical and you're not meant for society. Let's run away together to the moon.
Yeah. Can I wife you up?
That's also a thing too. It's like, dude, I'm just gonna like settle, be like, oh, okay, like, all right, you seem like you'll do. That's stupid at this point to do that. Would be so dumb. It's like I'm fucking happy doing this stupid little podcast, playing Age of Mythology, and then complaining about, oh, my fantasy team, and checking out a new restaurant. I know it sounds stupid, but like, there is joy from the simplicities in life. And once you kind of get over the pursuit of love or whatever, or relationship, you're just like, if it happens, it happens. But I don't really give a shit if it does or doesn't.
Yeah, I'm glad we're at that point in our society where it's like, hey, you can, like, we shouldn't be pressuring people to, like,
we don't
either have, you know, have kids or not have kids. And we shouldn't be pressuring, like, people to, like, pair up or, you know, be, you know, oh, you got to be on your own, you got to be independent. Like, we shouldn't be pressuring people for that kind of shit. Like, there's already enough pressures in life without, like, more social pressures of, like, here's how you're supposed to live your life. You're supposed to be this stoic, you know, like, living on your own. Or, oh no, you got to be married with kids, and you got to, you know, be a, you know, whatever it is, like a stay-at-home mom or something like that. Or you gotta get a, you know, a particular kind of job. Like, anyone, yeah, like, I think we, at least the, you know, our generation, and I think the Gen Z too, there's not that same kind of judgment anymore of, like, how people live. Just, you know,
yeah.
do what you want to do. And yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Do what you want to do. As long as you ain't hurting no one. And it's like you said, life is stressful enough. You don't need to be judging the guy who, like, working, you know, the freaking, the engine room, like the guy shoveling coal into the engine.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey man, you need to find love. And he's like,
right.
Leave me alone, man. He's like, yeah. Like, my job's hard enough. And it's like, you need this to be happy. He's like,
yeah,
I go home and all I want is, like, a beer and to, like, yell at my TV because, you know, the Warriors aren't covering the spread. And it's like, yeah. All right. It's like, no,
what's
you
new?
Need, yeah. What's new? Yeah. It's like, maybe that's enough for him, you know? And if that guy isn't happy, then okay, he needs to find something more. But, like, for some people, that's enough. Not everyone needs to, like, achieve a certain level of success to be
yeah.
happy, or, like,
achieve a certain level of success that's defined by somebody else,
right,
who is usually hasn't achieved that on their own or has lied about it.
Yeah. Hey, it looks like you dropped something. Some knowledge. And it's like, yeah, you can't even, like, enjoy life anymore. But you're telling me, oh, you should have this too. It's like, I'm glad I didn't fucking rush into that. If it happens, it happens. But to, like, dude, if you fucking marry someone, have kids, you fucking better believe that's the one, because people live now for a long time. Imagine marrying someone in your 20s or even in your 30s, and
oh, the next God.
50 years you got to deal with them, and you're like, oh my God, they chew with their mouth open, oh, like, mm-hmm. they're stupid, they have opinions about stuff that I don't agree with, we have no shared interests or hobbies, I just married them because they were hot, or I didn't want to be single. Or whatever yeah. the thing, right? It's like, huh, what have I done? It's like, what have I done? You're doing the Hayden Christensen. But yeah, it's like, yeah, that doesn't seem worth it. It seems like a terrible trade-off. It's like, well, at least you're not alone. It's like, dude, being alone's not really that bad. And if you don't want to be alone, there are enough weird fetish sites where you could find people that are like, hey, I'm into weird shit too. You're like, cool.
Well, and it seems like too, you know, if it's like, hey, you don't want to be alone. It's like, there's, you know, you can change that up. Oh, and that'll take me to my final topic is the red pill crowd. You know, the red pill crowd, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're the ones telling you, you know, here's how to live your life. Well, from what I've seen, that shit is collapsing. None of the, you know, I guess we'll call them conservative women want anything to do with these guys. They're constantly like, you know, you talk about moaning and complaining. I mean, that group over there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, I'm lonely and I genuinely want to find someone. They're just getting preyed upon. And this has been going on for years now. But the nice part is everybody's starting to wake up to it. Mm. And the leaders are either like in, you know, constant infighting with each other, or they're selling their own cryptocurrencies, not Bitcoin, but like, you know, their own Dogecoin and, you know, kind of like junk coins. Or they're like in lawsuits, or they're just burnt out by the whole thing. So it's like, that's kind of like the idea is like that whole rift, that whole sale, which is like, you know, we're talking about like where you have the really good Instagram post, but then you're pissed off all the time. It's like, mm-hmm. That is a group, if any group, where it's like everything looks great on here and I'll tell you how to, you know, whatever, get girls and live this fast life. And I'll tell you how to day trade and, you know, crypto trade and just load Gemini on your phone and you're going to be all right. That's all falling apart. And and it's a good thing because it's like, you know, we're talking about like, you know, kind of like, you know, people are like, oh, man, I want to change in my life. What happens? You get preyed upon. Ooh, give me money and I'll show you how to do it. So it's really,
or follow this ideology, really, you know, like follow this specific.
Yeah. Ideology. Follow this religion. Yeah.
Or even like, Alcoholics Anonymous is very religion-esque.
Oh yeah. That's a very religious. Yeah. And yeah. So the good part, is that whole movement is dying off because it's just garbage and it's just a joke at this point.
Yeah. It's being exposed for what it is, which is, you know, just someone
being exposed,
self-help, right? Oh, this worked for me. And it's like, mm-hmm. Congratulations, you know, what worked for you doesn't work for everyone. And now you're trying to profit over, you know, people that are like miserable and, you know, they're in terrible situations. You're going, oh, this is how to talk to women. It's like, dude, not everyone can talk to women. It sucks. It is what it is. To be nihilistic, I guess, about your relationship situation, to be kind of like, oh, you know, like I'm never going to find love. It's like, I think most people, even the ones that are in relationships, feel that way is what I'm starting to suspect. So,
wouldn't that be, you know, you're imagining someone, you know, they get the picture of them and, you know, their girlfriend and they're on the beach in Honolulu or something like that. Oh man, we're having such a great time. And then, you know, they go, okay, good night. You know, we got a big day tomorrow. And the guy goes to sleep and he's like, man, I'm never going to find love.
Exactly. Yeah. He's thinking about that girl from high school. Like, oh, I should have married that girl. It's like, well, now you're just grass is green.
I should have married you know, that girl at Hot Dog on a Stand yesterday.
Yeah.
I should have married her. She'd probably,
I should have,
you know, she'd probably be into Warhammer 40K.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have wetzled her pretzel.
Yeah. I should have given her the Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh my God. Yeah. So it makes me wonder, like, this whole soulmate thing. I do believe in it, but at the same time, it's like the idea that everyone you see, oh, they found it. They found it. I think why everyone's so miserable, there's just too many options. There's so many options now. They found out with humans. If you give someone a few options, like you go, hey, you know, pick out your cereal and you have five mm-hmm. options. Of those five options, they can assess which one they want and go, okay, I want this one, and then they're happy. If you say, here's your cereal, and there's 10,000 options, going back to online dating, going back to everything, there's a million options, people go, then they go, I don't know that one. And then they ask them, are you happy with your choice? And they go, no, I'm not happy. I think that cereal might have been better. That one looks kind of good too. And ooh, this one looks like it might have tasted good. It's like you're overwhelmed. You're like, ah. There's a reason I think why Baskin Robbins was like, all right, 30. We're done. They could have made more. They're like, no. This is ridiculous.
We gotta cap it. Yeah.
We gotta cap it. You can make hundreds of ice cream flavors, but that person sampling them, they'd lose their mind. Ooh, can I try this one? What's this one? Sherbert Ice Road. Ooh. Cool. What's this one? It's called Get the Fuck Out of the Store, because you've been sampling for an hour.
Yeah.
Don't have all the options. Yeah, I feel like that's online dating, though. And it's more of a female thing. They have more options than men. But men, you see the options just by like looking at the profiles and seeing the photos.
You're
like, she looks so cute. And meanwhile, yeah, so does 100,000 other guys. And they all thought the same thing. And now she sees a million options. And she's going, this one. Did you find the one you love? No. I think it was one of these other 10,000. I think. Anyway, moving on.
I think, like, and people are fucking nuts.
Yeah, like, they are. They're,
the idea that, like, oh yeah, I want someone to make me, like, you know, a fucking yacht. Can you build me a yacht? Can you build me a castle? Like, I honestly think, like, if you went to, like, a random person on the street and you're like, hello, sir. Wait, what if I built you a castle? Do you think that's crazy? They'd go, no, that's awesome. When do I get it? Yeah. It wouldn't be like, what? This is ludicrous.
Yeah, what are you
It'd be like,
you mean a
oh, yeah, literal... I could use a castle. Sure. Like, good Lord.
That's so funny. It took me a few seconds to get where you're going, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The idea that, like, yeah, you offer someone something absolutely absurd and they're just like, oh, neat. And you're like, what do you mean? I just gave you the deed to, like, a Scottish castle off of, like, the Isles of the
UK. A lord. You're in Scotland now.
Lord now. And their response is, oh, neato. And it's like, do you understand what just happened? It's like, oh my God, you know, or even more just as absurd. Someone asks for a castle and you go, here you go. And they go, oh, thank you. You're the best.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Let's hang out soon. Yeah. See ya. Bye. Let's hang
out soon. I'd like something. Here's the planet Neptune. Sweet. Sweet. I moved a gravitational force that's so large things revolve around it, and I brought it to your doorstep to the point where you're getting sucked into Neptune, and your last words as you're getting sucked into the sky is, you're like, this gift is neat, let's talk soon. My boyfriend's gonna love it here. I thought we were dating.
People are afraid of snakes, or they're afraid of the dark, or they're afraid of getting, you know, bitten by a spider, whatever it is. You're afraid that you'll build a castle for some girl and then she'll, like, say, oh, thanks, my boyfriend's gonna like this.
Me and my boyfriend really like this throne setup you've built.
You're chiseling the stone. Castle.
She's like, I'm leaving. And she's like, well, can you at least finish the drawbridge? I mean, you were so close.
And yep, sorry ladies, I may never finish that drawbridge. I'm waiting for my castle. Or I'll take a planetary body at this point. I mean, when will I ever get my terrestrial planet? Neptune, a moon of Saturn. I'll take Pluto at this point. You're still a planet in my heart, Pluto. I mean, Pluto, I'll even take the dog, the cartoon dog of Pluto. Where is the reciprocity, is what I'm saying. You give planets and castles, and you get back Patrick Swayze. The ghost of Patrick Swayze. You just get ghosted. R.I.P. Sway-Z. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the maroon. Put me on a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy, the train. AKA the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that.
That might be a good end there to the recording.